This could result in hazy conditions affecting Singapore.
The Meteorological Service Singapore has assessed that hotspot activity could increase in the coming weeks over nearby areas due to wind patterns and drier conditions in the current dry phase of the northeast monsoon. This could result in hazy conditions affecting Singapore. Cloud seeding for rain will not be effective given our size and geography. Any induced rain might not fall on Singapore due to variable wind patterns.
Having done my home visits around the time to my constituency, and I felt and I breathed not all that high quality of air. So I seek reciprocity in the region for all our efforts. And this is a humble request. Thank you.
I think we could smell it throughout Singapore. Minister Fu?
And I would like to say that my experience in this area has shown that actually the air quality has improved. The incidence of transboundary haze has actually reduced over the years. And this is in no small way due to the efforts made by our neighbours in managing their own regulations and also their own communities domestically, but also cooperating regionally at the ASEAN level. We meet up with our neighbours regularly to go through past data and also go through forecasts so as to get everyone ready for, the weather that is coming our way. So I'd like to assure members that this is on really an area of focus, an area that we pay attention to, and we'll do our very best to get regional cooperation in managing transboundary haze.